pray. Roseanne Barr was on with us about 8-9 days ago, and she prayed to bring down the globalist system. And it's all over the internet that that happened. They got studies that prayer, if you're sick, everything has the biggest effect. And so we got callers like Rachel want to talk to Roseanne Barr. You'll get a chance here. She's not in studio. We're doing Skype. We're going to connect her in a few minutes. But Marie, I was listening to you very carefully, and I know what you're talking about, but I missed the specifics from Tennessee. What were you hitting at?
I'm hitting at anywhere with public health and tropical medicine or, say, a primate center, any kind of institution like that, and I'm not going to name any names because I like my life. They're getting huge, and this has been going on, in this case, since the 1800s, okay? I'm not kidding. Viruses are big bucks. Alex, and I know it sounds crazy, but
it doesn't sound crazy. The UN said 5 years ago their world government takeover plan hinged on disease X.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and worse, like same institution, one of the things they were studying that they got money from the Department of Defense for was why prostate cancer was killing black men. Why would the Department of Defense be studying prostate cancer in black men?
Learn how to spread it better.
Crazy.
We know a lot of it's viral. But, so get back to this coding. You would see money coming in coded?
I saw all the money that came in. I had to pass. It took 6 months for me to get this job because of the security and background checks. That's why I'm
so talk
nervous.
To me like I'm 5 years old and 3 minutes left. Tell me, without getting yourself in trouble, I get it, what you were witnessing.
Tremendous amounts of money coming in, and public health doing stuff in Africa and Peru specifically at that time with that money. But it was specifically for vaccines, but not just one vaccine. Like I said, 30 different gifts a month with. Everyone was different. So they have like the lot numbers or whatever, which as an aside, which is mainly the reason why I'm interested in all this. My daughter was vaccine injured way back in 2004. And by then, the state where we got the shots had a huge computer to input all of the data. And I had been skating on not getting them shots since the 90s, and they caught up with me, and I had to do it, and terrible things happened. But my daughter just told me recently that she got her medical records because she still has problems. She's in her 30s now, and she still has issues from what happened to her, and she said that they had the lot numbers of the shots.
Oh, yeah. Greg Reese did great reports last year and this year showing how they sent out these hot lots, like targeted missiles on who they wanted to kill in what areas. And that's the whole thing. It's a medical tyranny. It's out of control. Immortal cell lines they're now using to make Bill Gates's artificial meat that causes cancer. I mean, these people are sick. We've got to get our minds around these mad scientists. Marie, thank you so much for the call, and I'm sorry for what happened to your daughter. All right, we're going to go to break. We're going to come out of break and air the prayer two Saturdays ago. I guess 11, 12 days ago with Roseanne Barr. And she said a lot more in the two-hour interview. She said, it's all going down. It's all going to collapse next week. People are like, oh, yeah, right. The left even ran stories. Oh, she has a psychotic break on air. But she believes in God. She's in these big prayer groups. Regardless, though, it's all happening. The New World Order is going down, ladies and gentlemen, because of all of our work. The question is, how are they going to launch attacks back at us? So we're going to go to break, come back, play part of the show from two Saturdays ago. That Saturday was Roseanne Barr. Last Saturday was General Flynn. Those are the big knockout shows. Got a huge guest on Thursday. I'll leave it at that, unannounced. And we'll stop right there. We'll be right back. We're already into hour number three today. And after Roseanne Barr leaves us, I'll finish up with big breaking news and your calls. Stay with us, InfoWars.com. We now have three new game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year, that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic doesn't need any introduction. does such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential. Go read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed by my dad. The last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. We also have high-quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Today is a very important Jewish day because it's the Shabbat before Purim, and Purim is the boomerang, and the boomerang is coming. And I feel it because that's my religion and I do practice it. So that means Satan does not exist today because he cannot exist on a holy day. He can't live anywhere in holy space. So that means that our prayers go straight to God today. He can't interfere or F with them or nothing else. I came here because I want people to pray with us that we can overcome all machinery that has ties to the satanic lower world of evil, that we break all those ties, all those satanic vows that people have taken. May they be cut today. May they not exist tomorrow. All those who do have the spark of a soul in them, in the most high positions of power, will feel that spark grow, and they will remove themselves just simply by resigning for the sins they've committed against the children of this world. May they just grow enough soul to kindly remove themselves, and may God guide a person of wisdom and ethics and morality to replace them. May that happen immediately. And may the souls of the human beings who care for other human beings and for this country and what it stands for, which is a melting pot of individual rights, not group rights where people are punished for things they didn't do, but for justice and equality, including women like me, who have the power to speak freely and to own property and to work it with the sweat of their brow.
And that's beautiful. Please pray.
Be on their knees to a big elitist group who think of us as their slaves or their prey. May that end today. And I ask you, Alex, to say amen with me.
Amen. So what do you gut level think's about to happen?
I think what's about to happen is, because we prayed here today, all that's going to break down. And I think that nothing's going to happen. I think they're all going to get caught. I think that the whole Epstein thing's going to be exposed. I think that intelligence and the people and all the research they're doing is going to pay off. I think every one of them, as my friend said about 20 years ago, the children will speak the names of their abusers in public. I think it will crumble everything. That's all it's about. It's a pedo Ponzi scheme. And a pedo Ponzi scheme. It's, yeah, currency is children. This is the thing that's going to happen, Alex. All the bull is going to fade and burn away.
It is now.
Yeah, it is now. We're
it's
watching.
Just now catching fire.
Yes, it is. The sparks have caught fire and it's all burning away. The old is going to go and the new is just being born. And what's going to happen is that the writings of Jesus that people don't know about and they've tried to destroy for 2,000 years, they tried to bury it, they tried to silence him, they tried to, you know, everything they've done to him, but people know in their hearts that what he spoke was true. It's going to come now, it's going to bloom, and everybody's going to read it and see it for themselves.
See the full interview at man.video. So it became a viral story after she was on with Lovers of Liberty, really liked the interview, but the left made jokes and said, oh, a psychotic break on air, she's praying to God, that's insane. But regardless, the New World Order is coming down right now. Roseanne Barr joins us. We're going to talk about so much. Peabody Award for Television Excellence, Humanitarian Awards, Emmy, several Golden Globes, multiple People's Choice Awards, the Eleanor Roosevelt Freedom of Speech Award, and so much more. And she joins us now, ladies and gentlemen. Roseanne, thanks for popping back on. It's great to have you here. We got some callers like Rachel that want to talk to you. But boy, did you call it. Whether it's your prayer, your instincts, whatever it was, the whole system is in free fall right now.
Yeah, it's pretty stunning to see it. I also found a prayer I did on 11-11-11, which I've reposted. And in that prayer, we cut all ties to satanic energy on this earth, and we named the various heads of that. And we cut all ties to the power that they have taken for themselves to make the people their slaves and to own all things on earth. And I was watching it and I sent it to you, Alex, and it's like every single thing that we said in that prayer has happened too. We prayed that the masses would see what's being done to them and that they would awaken. And that was in 2011. And I was watching it going, oh my God, it has happened. People have woken up to the fact that, you know, there we were, and I'm saying in the past, we were living under a Fourth Reich. You know, people didn't understand that the Nazis, they didn't actually lose as people have been told, but they came to America and you know, continued to use captive populations as, you know, their prey to do experiments on. And it's continued till now. Captive populations in South America and all over the world and America too, in the rural poorest parts of our country and in our prisons and in our hospitals. Everything they did.
Well, there's no doubt the whole COVID rollout. You're right. The whole COVID rollout was turning us all into medical experiments, taking over our bodies. I mean, what an incredible power grab.
Well, look what they did. They did it in Africa, starting with the polio vaccine. A wonderful journalist named Celia Farber, everyone should look her up. She did a study and sent it to me in the early 1990s about how it was it coincidence that the AIDS epidemic started at the same place in Africa where they were doing the studies and experiments for the polio vaccine. And she did great research and scholarship on that, and people should look it up. They've just lied to us. Everything's a bunch of BS, and they've just lied to us. They've told us fairy tales, you know, that people that I fired from the Roseanne show, you know, they went and got political and started writing for the DNC. And they make up stories, and they feed it through the television and the fake news, and people buy it. It's all fairy tales.
But the good news is less and less are buying it, even though even the AP reports the majority of polio cases caused by Bill Gates's program.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Well, Bill Gates is, I mean, oh my God, I don't even know if that is Bill Gates or it's some cyborg that they created to look like Bill Gates to, you know, sell their BS that will line up to let him, you know, send us to the showers or the vaccines. I don't know. But I do know I can just watch. I mean, we're under heavy mind control in this country, and I've talked about MKUltra for decades. We're under MKUltra mind control. Well, my whole generation was MKUltra'd by the Wizard of Oz, you know, and my grandson's generation was MKUltra'd by Harry Potter. We live by these movies and stories and fairy tales that they sell us, and then they continue to sell it every day and through products, everything. And so we live in a fake reality. We don't even know what reality is if it bit us in the face. And that's what is so great, because we were talking about how God tells us no weapon formed against us can win, right? Well, when they put us in, I say Q is for quarantine, but when they put us into quarantine, they thought, you know, they thought we were going to sit there in front of the tube and get more and more brainwashed. But instead, as I told you, Alex, they know nothing about the human spirit or the human soul, because they don't have either. But and they keep studying it because they can't pinpoint it. They have no idea what it is. But when they did that, what they actually did was break our mind control, because what happens is when you break your patterns, and I would advise everybody to break your patterns as quickly as you can. When you break your patterns, you also break your mind control. So when they broke our patterns and sent us home, we actually woke up, and they didn't have any idea that that would happen.
Incredible.
Did. That's why I...
Roseanne Barr, stay there. Let's come back and talk about what you think's coming next, because everything's being exposed. The poison shots, the gain of function, the open borders, the January 6th, the banking crisis. Roseanne Barr's our guest. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, you see that free speech is under unprecedented attack. You see that the watering holes, the oases of truth, are more vital than ever, and people are coming for the truth, but the enemies of free thought and of a livable, good civilization are under attack because the people are hungry. We can't do this without you. We aren't funded by the globalists. We're not funded by the billionaires. We're not funded by George Soros and the deep state. We're funded by you, and we have great products you need. But you have to make the decision that you want to get great products and you want to keep this broadcast on the air and continue to change the world. There's not a place anywhere in the world that you could support a broadcast that's having a bigger effect than this operation. Now, all of our toothpaste has been sold out, our whitening toothpaste, you name it, and it's going to be coming back in soon. But my dad, who's a retired dentist, worked on this for over a year, from Dr. Jones Naturals, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, turmeric toothpaste. But when you read the ingredients that he designed from a lot of deep research, it's got zinc and other key minerals and vitamins in it, not just concentrated turmeric that's anti-inflammatory and that re-energizes your cells and your gums and really helps clean your teeth. You know, the mouth is where the digestive system begins. That's why so many drugs and supplements you take under the tongue are in the mouth, because it gets the very best absorption, even per capita, better than the gut. And so this goes into your gums, into the nerves of your teeth, into your body, into damaged tissues, and does incredible things. It would take me a few minutes to read all of the natural organic ingredients that are in Dr. Jones Natural Turmeric Toothpaste, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. It's non-fluoride. It's a big tube. It's super high quality. And this is going to be the next frontier of toothpaste. We got samples in a few months ago. I love it. My five-year-old daughter loves it. My wife loves it. My adult grown children, I've given tubes to them. They love it. And it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. It's in stock right now at InfoWarStore.com. Turmeric toothpaste, non-fluoride, at Dr. Jones Naturals. And again, the ingredients in this are amazing. It's got high-quality essential oils in it. It's got natural systems to help polish and clean your teeth. It does so much. So get your non-fluoride, fluoride-free turmeric toothpaste from Dr. Jones Naturals at InfoWarsStore.com. I was looking at the back of this toothpaste and just reading the ingredients. My dad threw the kitchen sink at this. Most toothpaste are a bunch of fillers. Most toothpaste only have a few ingredients to do you any good. This does not have fillers. This is as good as you're going to get. I really hope you'll try it out. It's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Dr. Jones Naturals Turmeric Toothpaste, a true maverick, an original proprietary product, now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Please make the decision to take action now. Get a great product to keep us on the air. I thank you for your support.
Oh. much, Jones. Thank you for representing and being bold. And everybody needs the support on InfoWarsStore.com.
You heard it from Michelle, everybody. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy something.
Alex, thank you for being so bold and talking about topics that are so secret. And I can't wait to interview you.
Inside Bohemian Grove, baby. Everyone at Fight Club loves Alex Jones. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, you know, I've talked to Roseanne Barr on the phone for years, never met her until person a few weeks ago, and she said, I'm going to be the real me. She's a funny comedian and a grandma and the rest of it, and a farmer, but really smart on air, really smart not, you know, on air in person. And I said, hey, we're opening the phones up. She's happy to talk to anybody who wants to talk about any subject, even if it's silly. The toll-free number is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. But Roseanne, the time we have, I'm going to try to shut up now because I want to ask you this big picture question. You can drill in anything you want. But regardless, we can't be so negative, and I think you're being very positive, to think the globalists are invincible. Every project they've got, their poison shots, their world government, their wars, their open borders, their censorship, all their programs are being exposed right now, which I think makes them more dangerous than ever. But what would you call this period of time we're in right now, Roseanne Barr?
It's a dangerous, scary, scary, scary time. It's never been this dangerous. It's never been this scary. It's for the United States of America, the last stand. This is the last stand. And, you know, it depends on the people waking up and they don't want to do it. You can't wake people that are pretending to be asleep. I heard that quote, and I think that applies to the people in America. They don't want to put away all their fake play toys, you know, and they don't want to see what's right in front of their face. They'd rather talk about the Queen of England and what she's doing than see what their own kids are up to. And that's been going on for a real long time. That's what MK Ultra is about, where you don't see what's right in front of your face. You sweep stuff under your rug until your rug covers your whole house. The dirt under it. You never clean your house. You never clean your own mind up. You never clean what's, you know, you don't take care of what you need to take care of. And then you just die under a pile of crap, you know, hoarding false stuff. And, you know, now they're talking about the UN is going to make a move on us and nobody knows about it. I wish people would really start reading about that, Alex. I wish you'd.
Well, they've already made their move. They got a UN treaty that takes over everything.
I'm so scared for America. Where's our army? Where's our army at our border when we're being invaded? Where's our generals? Is it over already and we just don't know it? I'm scared about that, which is why I came on your show to pray that, I mean, I like America. I like being, I like living in freedom for women. I like that exists. I like the idea of equality, that we continue to work towards it, you know, although we're not there and everybody knows it. But
well, I said I wasn't going to interrupt. That's such a key point. What country in the world do women have more freedom, and deservedly so? I got three daughters. But at the same time, they train women to attack this country as if it's attacking women when it's the best country for women.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, like I said, they put Obama in the window to be in the window so everybody could think we were a not racist country, at the same time that they robbed the black middle class of its wealth. And then they were planning to put Hillary up there in the window as they took away the rights of women. But instead, things went a little awry in the plan, you know, but they still are continuing on and taking away the rights of women with, you know, all this stuff they have that's pure anti-woman's rights, and they got women leading it. So, you know, people can't see that either because they change the names. They call things free when, you know, it's what the Nazis did, that sign over.
This is paradoxical. You text me and say, be more positive, and I get you on, you're being negative. I agree it's a paradox, but at least people are waking up. Right now, though, I think we're actually winning. I think we're winning, Roseanne.
I do, too. And and here's what I've said was coming. Sometimes things are revealed after they're concealed, you know? They're concealed for a long time, and then when they're revealed, people might think that's negative, but I think that that is very positive. Yes. So it's kind of a paradox a little bit, you know what I mean? But I think that it's very positive because in the end, everybody will be totally aware, and everything is about awareness. And you can fight it for so long, but it's still going to get you. It might get you too late, and then it's sad. But I hope people wake up before it's too late, and then they have even 1 minute of awareness to see what's coming. But right now, if they would wake up and be aware, we could stop it. I think we have stopped it. But I think there's a lot of pain coming, even though it has stopped. It's going to skid.
Exactly.
And there's going to be pain for a while.
We're seeing enemy death throes, them trying to claw us back with them. And what you said is so key. Just seeing it is the spiritual jump. That's everything you need. You don't have to beat it. If you can recognize it, you have spiritually transcended it. So, folks, you know, people see this overwhelming thing.
That's what's coming. And I wanted to say, here's a spiritual exercise that you can do when you're just sitting there. Look up. You know, the act of just looking up is a spiritual exercise because we are really programmed to look down or to look sideways or around Earth. But how often do you look up to the sky?
When you look at the moon or you look at the stars or you, exactly, it's just you're looking into infinity and to God.
That's exactly right. And I think that's what's coming too. What's coming is a lot of people say they believe in God. That's what I really wanted to talk to you about a little bit more. People say they believe in God, but all my life I've learned that that isn't true. For one thing, belief is kind of BS when you think about it because, okay, the sun is going to come up whether you believe it is.
You're not a believer, you're an acceptor and a knower.
A knower, exactly. And you know how you know it, because this is one thing that Judaism teaches us, is that you know it in your body. And how you know it in your body is when you hear something holy or a holy name or a holy word, the hairs on your body stand up. You know it in your body because when you hear truth, the hairs stand up. So that is your connection. That is your connection to know that words and speaking affect matter. It's physics. That's how you know that God is in you. Because when you hear something that brings you to God or that God is touching you, the hair on your body stands. So you don't need to believe that. That's a knowing and a feeling.
Well, that's what happens. I'll have a guest on that says something, and the hair on the back of my neck stands up. And what they said always, when you were in here a week and a half ago, my hair on the back of my neck was standing up when you were saying all that. That's my spirit going, no, that's real.
That's right. That's our knowing. That's our key. And people, they don't know a lot of things because they've been kept from us, and we've been told fairy tales. And a lot of it is really black magic, too, that we've been told is religion, but it isn't. Like I told you before, there's black magic and white magic, and then there's God. And I think that as people, and they're going to go, "What? How come my belief isn't working for me?" And it's not going to work. And I told you, knowing is going over and plugging into that energy, putting the plug into the wall socket. And they haven't given us the plug. They've kept that plug from us. They've kept us from knowing what we were made for and what our connection is. And I just want people to know the connection begins with the hair on your body standing when you hear truth.
Stay there. So powerful. I totally agree. I've experienced it myself. It's not like you tell God what to do. You say, God, I'm here. You jack into God. And then it's like, whoa. You just plugged into it. We'll be right back with Roseanne Barr. She is on fire. The fight against the New World Order is now the top story in the world. The globalists are in deep trouble, but they're striking back with all their deep state operatives to shut down InfoWars and other truth tellers like James O'Keefe and Tucker Carlson and countless others. So please pray for us now more than ever. Spread the word about the broadcast and get great products to keep us on air and fund our operation while at the same time enriching your life. Now, we've got three new products available at InfoWarsStore.com and a bestseller back in stock. We have the amazing Dr. Jones Naturals turmeric toothpaste. That's so much more. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ashwagandha root pills with black powder extract to accelerate your libido, stamina, testosterone. And we have pure ashwagandha gummies at InfoWarsStore.com as well. These are all the highest quality products. The prebiotic is now finally back in stock. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take action now. Enrich your life, empower your body, and keep us on air. Please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
You need to get coordinated with not only your food, but also your health supplements, because it's going to be a matter of life and death. So support InfoWars Store. Listen, you need to put it as a priority, because you don't know, I don't know, Alex and I are telling you how late it is before midnight strikes. And again, magnesium is critical for your muscles and everything. Krill oil. What I'm watching right before my eyes is a composite overview of nutritional supplements that will keep you alive. And I would urge everyone, maybe you don't take vitamins, maybe you don't take nutritional supplements, but the day will come. Vitamin C and zinc, absolutely imperative for the cold. DNA Force, absolutely imperative. Mineral fusion, absolutely. As you're drinking filtered water, a lot of it will become demineralized. You have to have these products.
There is a war for the future happening right now. There is a war that will control my destiny, your destiny, our children's destinies. And that war is something that we can win, but it takes dedication, it takes commitment. That's why I ask listeners respectfully to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy great products that will enrich and empower your life while keeping us on air at the very same time. InfoWarsStore.com to get a signed or unsigned copy of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, Ultimate Bone Broth, Back in Stock, Nitric Boost, the amazing CBD oil we have that's the highest quality you're going to find anywhere at more than half off. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, some of the very best products. And a lot of you have never shopped at InfoWarsStore. You've been watching for years, you've been listening for years, but you've never taken the step to go to InfoWarsStore. These are great products that really work and are amazing. Plus, they keep us on air. So again, please take action. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The world is in major upheaval, and the awakening's here. But the enemy's going to strike back. We got to be ready.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Roseanne Barr's with us. I'm going to tell this story, and it's not about me. It's about all of us, because we're all transceivers. We receive and transmit. Our DNA does it. Scientists have proven it, and it's in the Bible. It's in the Holy Scriptures. We know it's real. We're meant to commune with God. That's worship. That's plugging in. Worship's not just, oh, I worship you, you're the best. Oh, I worship a golden calf. It's I love you, I interface you. Christ is the groom, we're the bride. But I remember, and I can't find the photo since online, because this is about 6 years old before I grew a beard, that I was at an event, and I remember this family with a bunch of their children and looking down and seeing how beautiful their children were, and wanting to defend them and love them. And the family took a picture. I remember this photo was online for a while. We can't find it now. But somebody, an artist, found the photo years ago and mailed me this painting in watercolor. If you get a little bit closer, I want to show it. Or maybe during the next segment, we'll get a camera closer to it. But if you look in my eyes, it's love. And it's a commitment to the children and the future. I think it's the best photo of me because it also shows a sadness and a commitment and a timelessness to all of this. So while Roseanne's talking, we'll move it around and get a better close-up shot on the eyes. But that's not Alex Jones. That's me looking at God through those children in the future and God being reflected back by them and the love and the commitment. And I think it's the best photo of me because it's not Alex Jones. It's like a pool of water that those children's face is looking into, and it's the adult realizing everything I'm going to do when I've gone through is beyond worth it because it's for them. And I think it's that timelessness and that connection of the past, the present, and the future, and our children and grandchildren and their progeny, and building a world for all of them to have an amazing, creative, dynamic time. That's really our mission. And by stepping into that mission, it's not work. It's a blessing. Roseanne Barr, please continue.
Yeah, I think you said once you were on Joe Rogan, you used the R word. You know, you said, well, I'm kind of retarded. And I laugh because I'm like that, too. We're probably on some kind of spectrum where we're just fixated on something. We're like, because we've talked about this too. We can't stop. We're compelled to do what we do, and we can't stop doing it because we just feel like we were put here to do it. We were put here to say a certain something because it's so far down in our heart and our soul that if we don't do it, we'll just start going nuts. I don't know what I'd do if I wasn't saying what I'm saying. And I tried so hard not to say it for a really long time too. I tell myself, no, you can't do it. You know, what they'll do to you, what they'll say about you if you say, you know, that you see and feel. But
you just hit the nail on the head interrupting again because you're so on target. Ezekiel in the Old Testament says, I can't stop who they're going to kill me. It's in my bones. They think threatening us or attacking us will make us stop. We can't stop. I think you just said it. We literally cannot stop.
No, we're on some sort of spectrum. I don't know. I always felt it all my life, and I always tried to hide it because people would think you're crazy. Like, I talked to you about foresight, you know, and these prayers and meditations I've done is because I always see something coming and I want to stop it. I feel like nobody else is doing it, so I have to. Because I feel spiritually like if you can, you must, you have to. If you are able and you're able to and you have the ability to and you don't, then you're going straight to hell. That's how I look at it. And I always have. If you are able to help and you don't, what are you? That's that Jewish thing. You know, if I'm only for myself, what am I? You know, if not now, when? That's what that means. So I've always felt like, well, if I'm able to help someone or to speak on their behalf when they cannot, well, then I have to do it or God's going to get mad at me. And like I always said, I didn't mind pissing off networks and guys in suits, but I for sure I'm not going to dare piss off God. I don't want God mad at me on my last breath. I can't have that.
And so now the big battle's here. Just you've got the floor.
Yeah, but here's the good part of it. The big battle is that everything that everybody thinks they believe is not, and it's not going to work for them. But everything that they know is going to work for them. And I think it's going to be a huge evolutionary leap for us. I think for the first time in our history as human beings, no church and no state can stand in the way of what we know and the information we can take and the information we can share and what we can begin, as I talked about on your show too. For the first time, we will be able to freely imagine a world that will work for us, that will work for our children, that will work for the future. For the first time, nobody's going to tell us how to kill ourselves.
And once we have that spiritual energy,
an environment, right,
we'll all just sink
an environment that doesn't work for us, which in fact kills us. How to grow food, which in fact doesn't nourish but kills us. What are we going to do instead? That's what we need to immediately begin to imagine and devise, because if we don't envision and imagine, it isn't going to happen. That's what people don't know. That's why God gave us a brain, so that we could envision, imagine, and create the world that we want, to lift this place from the hell they've told us we deserve to the heaven that we can make, that we are totally capable of making, once we imagine it, once we envision it, once we see it, once we have faith in ourselves and each other, because that's all we have on this hell plane that we've let, you know, that we've sunk to, that they pushed us to. We're going to, you know, they are just, move them aside. Don't worry about them. Take your eyes off of them. Look up, look within. That's the biggest war on this planet is the war within. Forget about the one out there. The one out there is created by the one within. Go within, figure it out, clean it up, get right, look up, get right with, you know, the last breath you're going to take. Know that you're going to feel good on that last breath, that you're going to have nothing anymore to repent for, to feel remorse for, because you've taken care of it. You've made it right. Do that right now. The faster you can do that, the freer you're going to think, the clearer you're going to think, the more love is going to enter your heart, the bigger and better things are going to do, the more empathy you're going to have room for, because you're not going to be filled up with shame and doubt and regret. You're going to be filled up with nothing but love. And that's the world we're going to create. And we can save it. We still, you know, spirit, there is no time and space in the spiritual world. That was in the physical world, this world that we're in. There's friction, there's time and space, so that we won't really see clearly cause and effect, because there'll be a big gap between. So we won't see that what we do causes what happens to us. We can't know that, but the people in charge of us, the owners of the world, they know that. And they're playing with us like rats, putting us in a maze, you know. They know everything. They know everything. They know how to manipulate us. They know how to manipulate our genes. They know how to give us diseases. They know how to make money off those diseases. They know how to treat those diseases. They know how many people, you know, they take bets on how many of us are going to die, and they invest in those bets. They invest in our death, and they get a payoff when every one of us dies. You can't know that they actually take insurance policies out on their own employees, and they don't have to tell the employees that they have those insurance policies. And when those employees are sick and they go to the treatment centers that those business people actually also own, they get a payout when you die too. They're not telling us any of that. They don't tell us how the stock markets really work and who owns them. You know, somebody owns the stock markets. When the stock markets goes up, that means a whole bunch of people lost their money and their jobs. Nobody knows it. I said when I ran for president, my first day in office, that would go a long way to leveling everything.
Roseanne, stay right there. Amazing. Final segment straight ahead. You're on fire. You're absolutely right. We are connected to God. Genesis explains we're made in the image of God, but we envision, we create. What was science fiction 100 years ago is reality now. We must envision the better future for our children. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new toothpaste that my dad, a retired dentist and oral surgeon, developed. Dr. Jones Naturals Turmeric Toothpaste that just came into stock. And I got to tell you, I got samples of this months ago, and it is amazing. The way it makes your gums feel, what it does to your mouth, is insane. We know turmeric is an antioxidant and anti-inflammatory and does such great things for the body. Then you add that with tea tree oil and a bunch of other essential oils, it is just dynamite. It is so good to detox and attack inflammation in your mouth. I want to challenge everybody to try the new toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com, Dr. Jones Naturals Turmeric Toothpaste. And while you're at it, check out the new Ashwagandha line of products. We have Ashwagandha with black pepper extract for your libido, your testosterone, in pill form. And we have the pure Ashwagandha root gummies as well, now available at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products, and they fund the InfoWar. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't know, guys. Do you think the beard is intimidating? Do you think it's too much?
Yeah, I mean, it looks pretty good, but I don't know, it's just a beard.
It's just not that intimidating, dude.
Just a beard, huh? What about...
I gotta go to the bathroom. Dude, that's intimidating, man. That's freaking awesome. You're on in 5.
Get your hair and beard formula at InfoWarsStore.com.
Sexy.
And intimidating.
If you go to onlinehealthnow.com, connect with trusted and unbiased doctors at the Wellness Company.
And I tell you, I'm honored to be the chief scientific officer of the company. I contribute with, like so many else do there, so many wonderful doctors. Far and away, the most popular product is Dr. Vandewater's detoxification supplement that features nattokinase. It's a natural proteolytic enzyme. This one is the only enzyme that we're aware of right now that dissolves the spike protein. This is very important. The spike protein is loaded in the body with the COVID-19 infection and definitely with the vaccines. People are low with the spike protein. They don't feel well. This is a potential solution. Hydroxychloroquine comes from a natural substance. So does ivermectin and now nattokinase. Isn't it interesting? Natural substances, in a sense, combating this man-made disaster, SARS-CoV-2 and the vaccines.
OnlineHealthNow.com, thank you for your support, and thank you for getting into that because it's important. You didn't come here to do that, but I made you do it.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
This is their big move. So, yeah, you say, why doesn't Biden address the disasters in the United States? He doesn't care. That's not his job. He's not the president of the United States. He's a puppet operating for the globalists.
Appetites of the autocrat cannot be appeased. They must be opposed.
And that's who
autocrats only understand one word. No, no, no.
Exactly. And that's why we say no to your vaccines.
No, you will not take my
country. We say no to you shutting down our businesses. We say no to you taking our firearms. We say no to you censoring our free speech. We say no to you selling us out to the World Health Organization. We say no to you getting us into World War III. You're right. We stand against autocrats like you, Joe Biden, and we say no. And we say no to your war.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
All right, Roseanne Hulse will be with us in the next hour. She wants to take to these callers, Steve and Eric and John and Craig and Christine. I'll try to get to everybody else as well. We appreciate you all, Joshua in Louisiana. But she wanted to talk directly to the New World Order and give them a message right now. Roseanne Barr.
I wanted to talk about these devil worshipers and such that took the Bible and everything that's holy to me and reversed it, you know, and stole from my people and such and stole everything holy and turned it upside down and made it do what it, you know, made it serve evil. And I'm not going to let them win over me and what's right. I'm not going to let them win because I don't know. All my whole life, I was just like knowing who they are and what they do to good people all over this planet. And I don't know where else, probably other planets too, if they could. I know what they're like because I've seen a lot of them and I know what they do. And, you know, I just can't let them win and they're not going to win. And they need to go back to where they came from every day I pray that they are sent there. But I do, I wanted to say this. Uh, 99% of what we see on this planet is just illusion, and it's only 1% is real. And we have that 1% is our strength, and that's all we need to fight that dirty 99% of stuff that's like a veil over our eyes and makes us think that that's reality, but it isn't. It's actually a matrix. And we have a 1% chance of winning, but that 1% chance is where God is, and so that's all we need. And I just love that idea that all we have is a 1% chance, but in that 1% is all the intelligence, all the power, and all the goodness and love we need to win. And it's all inside us. Maybe it's dormant, but I think that the more hardship and fire we face, the stronger we get, and the stronger the flame within us grows until it becomes a fire.
Undoubtedly,
it sets the whole planet ablaze. I just feel that more and more every time I go out, I just feel it stronger and stronger, the spirit of goodness in people to will something good, something better, to know that it's possible.
You're right. It's a choice. And I want to say this. My phone is flooded by a lot of really cool people. A lot of them are household names. And they say things like, watching Roseanne Barr on your show right now, she's awesome, love this side of her. You said to me when we went to dinner, when you were on a week and a half ago, and we were at Joe Rogan's opening last week at the Mothership, it was great hanging out with him as well. You said that, well, I was never a fake me, but it was more the comedy me. I kind of hid who I really was. This is the real me, and I think people really love seeing the real you. It's very thought-provoking, very deep, and absolutely on. Can you speak to that? Why you're suddenly really, you said you were scared to really be the real you. Now you're here. It's beautiful.
Well, when I was just a little girl, I just wrote about this. They asked me to write this piece for this book they're doing about how I know God exists in the world. And it's like astronauts, CEOs, scientists. And then they asked me, I was very honored. And how I know is because when I was a little girl, 3 years old, my grandparents were Jews, you know, and lived in Salt Lake City, Utah. My grandparents, they sponsored all these people to come over from concentration camps in Europe. And they sponsored about 30 different Jewish families. And they had an apartment house and they had them there. And every Friday night we would have Shabbat dinner over my grandma's house. And that's how I started in show business or in being a comic too, because my grandma had this big windowsill and I used to be 3 years old, like my little granddaughter. She's only two, but I'd get up in the windowsill and I'd sing and dance. I tried to be Shirley Temple and they'd all applaud. And, you know, I'd tell jokes and everything, do my act. And I loved when they were applauding, because when they weren't applauding, it was very sad. They had numbers on their arms and they would recount horrible stories. I was only just a little girl and they would point to me and they'd say, little girls like her, they point to me and they would say horrible things I didn't want to hear. I was horrified. And I went in my grandma's bathroom and I closed the door and I was so horrified that actually in my personality, I had a split in my personality, in my soul. And I turned around as a little girl and I wrote this in my first book called Roseanne, My Life as a Woman. And I turned around and I saw this vision of a man on a horse in the air. And he pointed to me just like they had pointed to me. And without any words, he said to me, you're going to be okay. You're going to survive. And he said, he's always going to be with me. And he said, someday you're going to have an answer for every question that's in your mind right now. And I'm going to always be with you. And then he got really little and flew out the crack in the window. Well, what happened is I always felt him and always was that part of me always was with him. I never let go of that. And as I grew up, I had other parts of me that did other things. For instance, one time in my life, I found out I had four eye different prescriptions for different eyeglasses. It's kind of weird. Some parts of me were allergic to some drugs and others weren't. And anyway, so, you know, I did integrate in my 40s, but...
Well, let me say this. Let me interrupt you because...
Let me just finish this. This is what I wrote. I'll get real focused here. But every time I would get this feeling like suspended animation all through my life, and without fail, I would get this feeling to go down this certain road. First I walked and later I drove. And I would end up at a bookstore. And I would go into this bookstore and I would feel a book calling to me, like pulling me. And I would go to the book and I would open it. And I would always open it to the perfect page and there would be a perfect sentence. And that sentence would answer a question I had in my mind. I've done this all over the world my whole life. And when I would read that sentence, the hairs on my body would stand up. And later, when I was older, probably in my 60s, I read when I was studying, Torah, that's when I came across that sentence about the hairs on your body stand when they read or hear holy words. So then I knew that my whole life, that I was always being led and always connected in that way. So that's how I know.
No, that's beautiful. So please let me say this. The left, last time we were on, made fun of this because they're cut off from God. And they don't understand that whether it was Einstein or other scientists, they all have these same feelings. That
but if the left were intelligence, to know that is also in the Holy Quran, then their Islamophobia would embarrass them, wouldn't it?
Well, what I'm saying is exactly, is they make fun of this. We don't care. People know that we're interdimensionally connected. We're amazing creatures. And what you've shared is beautiful and it's so truthful. And it's what's connected to genius. And the fact that the left rejects God and these higher connections is
they
what...
They also hate the mentally ill. They make fun of the mentally ill, the left. It's disgusting.
Well, they define people that understand as that. When they're the most mentally ill, going along with a system that makes them wear masks and take poison shots.
You know what they've done, Alex? I love that you say that because the left is so guilty of weaponizing the mentally ill. That's who they've got burning stuff down. They've weaponized the mentally ill, Alex. That's who's all homeless on the street untreated too.
Well, the fact that you're connected to God and recognize you have different aspects, that's totally true. That's in all of us. And the fact you can be so real with people, it's so beautiful. And anybody rejecting that or attacking that, I feel sorry for them. They think it's fun to call me crazy. Well, crazy like a fox. How'd this crazy person, they admit, energize the whole global movement against them? They admit, Jones, he spread everywhere. He's beating us. But he's mentally ill. He's a joke. He's mentally ill. He's an idiot. He believes in God. Why, he believes he talks to God. Well, guess what? This guy that talks to God is kicking your ass because he who is me is way greater than he was in your world. Roseanne Barr, you want to take calls? We're doing it, sweetheart. Back in 2 minutes, phone calls for Roseanne Barr.
Dr. Fauci, knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
You are implying that what we did was responsible for the deaths of individuals. I totally resent that. And if anybody is lying here, Senator, it is you.
Do you think that Dr. Fauci intentionally lied under oath to Senator Paul when he vehemently denied NIH's funding of gain-of-function research?
I think there's no doubt that NIH was funding gain-of-function research.
Is it likely that American tax dollars funded the gain-of-function research that created this virus?
I think it did, not only from NIH, but from the State Department, USAID, and from DOD.
So, in your expert opinion, was the Wuhan Institute conducting gain-of-function research on coronaviruses? Thank you.
Dr. Redfield, did you agree, in your opinion, with Dr. Anderson's assessment at the time that this virus did look engineered?
It was very disconcerting to me. It looked like this virus was engineered.
in one sentence, can you provide a definition of gain-of-function research?
I think it's to take a pathogen and try to increase one of two things or both, to increase its transmissibility or its pathogenicity.
Has gain-of-function stopped a pandemic, in your opinion?
No, on the contrary, I think it probably caused the greatest pandemic our world has seen.
There should be 10 million people in D.C. demanding the arrest of Bill Gates, Fauci, Klaus Schwab, the Google heads, the Facebook heads. These people are building weapons to kill everybody. They're all eugenicist, depopulationist on record. They are mad scientists. It must be stopped now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.